Thursday, November 21st. Last night, we had our first parents' night out. And I don't mean just a date night for Alexis and I, but rather a night for all of the adult parents in my son's kindergarten class to gather in a social setting without the kids, which we haven't really got to do. You know, we see people in passing. We had like a couple events at school and we see them at drop off and pick up and whatever. But, you know, this is a new community for us in terms of a new school. And for, you know, at least half the people there don't have older siblings. So that, like, you know, are new to the game here. And, you know, it's always a little awkward to quote unquote make new friends, right? At an adult age. And do our kids like each other? Should we do a play date? Should we hang out? Like, just like, how do you approach type of thing? So, a parents' night out was set up, and it was at, somebody agreed to host one of the dads in the class at his house, his apartment, which happened to be right around the block from where we live, which is super convenient. And we kind of, like, my wife and I kind of didn't want to go. It was a lukewarm response in terms of RSVPs or whatever, and we were like, more like, we have to do this, we don't really want to do it, but who knows type of thing. And I gotta tell you, it was delightful. It wasn't my craziest, awesome, most fun night out ever, but it wasn't, you know, it was not bad. And we did, it served the purpose of, like, and I think this, if it's only this alone, it's like, I now, the next time I see 10 new people at pick up or drop off, I will A, know their names, B, know who their kid is, and C, be like, hey, Martin, hey, Chico. Yes, there was a guy named Chico, and he's as good as he sounds. And feel comfortable doing that, and I think that's like a huge step in the right direction for these people that, if we stay in this town and if we stay in the French program, the dual language program that Bodie's in, it's only two classes. So let's say he stays in it through fifth grade. Like, these people are going to be a part of our lives for the next, 6 years. So it is like a community within a community. So I don't know if you guys heard that. It's the first time it ever happened. While I was recording, the phone rang and it just cut off my recording. And I'm sure you've heard, you noticed the abrupt stop in my sentence for sure. But I wonder if you heard the ring, which like startled the shit out of me right now. Anyhow, I'm almost done. Amazing that almost 2 years in, that's the first time that happened. I guess nobody really calls anyone anymore. Anyhow, I was almost done anyway. It's a community within a community because of the French program. So like these people are going to be, you know, fixtures in our lives, and these kids, fixtures in Bodie's lives, for the next 6 years, if we decide to remain in Brooklyn and in this, program. So it was a great, first step in, you know, I'm not sure who we're going to be friends with, but there were a lot of people there who were like, oh, you're kind of cool. You're doing cool shit. You're into this, you're into that, or whatever it is. So it just makes it a little more, you know, peels off a layer of the, friction in forming new relationships as adults. So I think that's a good idea. And if you're a part of your parent community in your school, I highly recommend things like this in a social setting. Peace.